sake, keep still, Elaine.
I'm too excited.
Well, if I don't get this fixed, it'll come adrift halfway through the ceremony.
Ow! Serves you right.
There. Now you look perfect.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, you know that.
Oh.
Vicky.
Oh, now look what you've done. Creases everywhere. There. And now, you can open this.
I haven't time, I told you. Put it with the others.
Oh, what's still wrapped up? You've plenty of time.
Oh, Vicky. Well, give it to me then.
Here.
Thank you. People are so generous.
What is it? What is it?
I don't know yet, silly. There.
Oh, Elaine! What's wrong? What is it?
The Norwood Builder by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Peter Salis as Jonas Oldacre and Donald Gee as Inspector Lestrade. The Norwood Builder.
London's become a singularly uninteresting city since the death of the late lamented Professor Moriarty.
I hardly think you'll find many decent citizens to agree with you.
Well, I mustn't be selfish. Yeah, the community is the gainer and no one the loser. Save the poor out-of-work specialist whose occupation is gone. The cab!
Out of work? You've had 5 cases in the last 6 weeks.
Routine affairs. The cab! Well, that's what the world's been reduced to, Watson. Petty, humdrum routine.
What are you working on, MacFarlane?
The fence and green papers, sir.
Leave them.
But, Mr. Graham, I do
Leave
have
them. Come to my office.
Sir, those papers have to be ready by the end of the week.
Don't tell me my business, Mr. MacFarlane.
Of course not, sir, but I simply meant that... Oh, I do beg your pardon.
No apologies necessary, lad. A pleasure to make your acquaintance. How do you do?
I'm very well, sir, thank you. And you too, I trust.
No complaints, lad, no complaints. Jonas Oldacre of the Oldacre Building Company, Norwood. My card.
Thank you.
One of the busiest concerns in that part of the world, and the finest, even if I do say it myself.
Mr. Oldacre wishes you to handle his affairs, MacFarlane.
Me, sir? But surely you'd prefer Mr. Graham.
Lock, stock, and timber store. Well, what do you say?
What about the President Morillo case?
Ex-president.
Oh, ex-president, then. Tiger of San Pedro. Yeah, you really considered that routine?
Certainly.
Voodoo sacrifices in Isha.
Ah, but carried out by a voodoo worshipper. Hmm? Therefore, routine. Now, if it had been the local vicar...
do sit down, Mr. Oldacre. Here.
All right, thanks, sir. Thanks, lad. Well, it's a bit different from old man Graham's, isn't it?
Mr. Graham is the senior partner. He's been with this firm over 40 years.
Loyalty to your employer. Excellent. Mind you, I expected as much.
You know me, sir?
Well, don't you know me? I thought you recognised my name.
I wasn't sure if you were the same man.
Oh, aye.
Well, then, yes, sir, I do know you. Or at least I know of you, from my parents.
Mentioned me, have they? Well, what did they say?
Only that you were an acquaintance of theirs many years ago, but your lives are drifted apart.
Well, that's no more than the truth. Now, let's get down to business, lad. Look at this.
Thank you.
There's a draft of my will. I want you to cast it into proper legal shape.
Certainly.
I'd like you to see to it while I wait.
Of course.
It shouldn't take you long. There's only one main provision.
Only one?
That's right, lad. I'm leaving everything to you.
With Moriarty in the field, one's morning paper presented infinite possibilities. So often it was the smallest trace, the faintest indication. Yet it was enough, see? A great, malignant brain was there. I could feel him, Watson. Sense him. You know how the gentlest tremor at the edge of the web can tell of the spider at the centre? Mm. Well, so it was with petty thefts, wanton assaults and senseless outrages. To me, they could all be worked into one connected whole.
With Moriarty at its heart.
Yes. And to the scientific student of the higher criminal world, no city in Europe offered the same advantages as London. And now...
You'll forgive me for saying so. But it is all thanks to you.
Well, that should appeal to your literary sensibilities, at least dramatic irony. And on that subject...
Yeah?
My dear fellow, I'm sorry to say that there must be no more stories.
Holmes?
For the present, at least. No more... Yeah. Adventurous exploits in the Strand magazine. It has to stop.
Thank you, Mrs. Lexington.
Yes, thank you.
Will you be requiring anything further, sir?
No, that'll be all.
Very good, sir. Gentlemen?
Cigar, lad?
No, thank you.
Just as you like. I'm sorry you had such a job finding the place. My fault entirely.
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, I should have told you to look out for the timber yard next door. Not too many of those things in this neck of the woods, eh?
No, indeed.
Any road, you're here now. That's what matters. It was good of you to come out at such short notice. I won't be easy in my mind until you've been through all the books and such.
I understand.
Recovered from your little shock this afternoon, have you?
Well, only just, sir. I really must thank
you. No, we've said all that.
Nonetheless, I simply can't understand why...
I told you, lad. I've no family of my own, and I've followed your career with interest.
Well, I'm enormously flattered.
No need to be. It's a business decision like any other... I'm simply putting my money where I know it'll do the most good. Of course, I do hope to be hanging on to it for some time just yet.
Of course.
Right. Well, let's go to my study.
I don't know what to say. I know you've never liked my writing, but I didn't know.
No, Watson. Your merits as a purveyor of romantic fiction have nothing to do with this.
Then why, for heaven's sake?
I no longer seek the applause.
Well...
I'm sorry.
I have it in me to make my name famous.
The Jefferson Hope case. The words of a different man.
Surely not. Well, younger...
Different. I have other goals now.
And they lie in different directions.
They do.
The inner world rather than the outer.
Exactly. Perceptive of you.
I've been reading up. The Far East. Tibet. Buddhism.
Yes, of course.
You knew?
No, but I'm not surprised. Always thorough. Eh, Watson?
I try. And I've had a good teacher.
Always thorough. And so you'll understand my desire. No more public pronouncements about myself, my methods, and my successes.
That's the last one.
And everything's in order?
Perfectly. If I may say so, sir, your business seems to be doing exceedingly well.
Hard work and careful planning, lad. That's what you need in this life. Hard work and careful planning.
I'm sure that's true.
Depend on it. So, are we done?
I must just reseal the deeds.
Of course you must. You'll find what you need in the second drawer there.
Oh, yes. Splendid.
That's the word, lad. Couldn't be better.
You said for the present?
I did.
Then when?
Well, possibly when I retire.
Retire? It will be years away.
Well, perhaps. But for now, no more publicity.
Well, if that is truly what you want.
You agree?
I agree.
Thank you, my friend. You will continue to assist me.
Well, if I permit it.
Watson, you're invaluable to me in ways far beyond the literary. Continue to keep your notes, by all means. Continue with the writing.
What, you mean stockpile the stories for the future?
Exactly. And then you can release them en masse to your adoring public.
They're not my public. You're the one they want to read about. I only put myself in for contrast.
Well, I've no doubt you know best. Now, the day will come, Watson. Never doubt it. Now, for the present, think of it as maintaining the archives.
Yes. Maintaining the archives. Yeah, I suppose it has an interesting ring to it.
Mind you, the way things are at the moment, you'll be lucky to find any case that justifies your time and your talent. petty, humdrum routine.
Happened.
I can't find Mr. Oldacre.
He's not back in the house.
No, I'm certain of it.
That smell. Oh, my good God.
It's all yours now, Inspector Lestrade, but do be careful. The structure's none too safe.
Right. Thank you. Any chance of recovering the body, do you think?
I doubt it. Once those barrels of creosote went up, the heat would have been unbelievable.
Yes, that's what I thought.
He did some work for me once. Nice old chap. Do you know what happened?
Oh, it's cut and dried. There was a straddle in the study. Oldacre was done to death with a heavy walking stick and his body was dragged out here.
Oh, God.
You can see the marks.
Any idea who did it?
Oh, yes. I know exactly who did it. And why.
I take it there's nothing in this morning's papers either.
Of course not.
You won't mind if I decide for myself. Hello. Who on earth can that be? They're that anxious, it might be something interesting.
Yes, about as interesting as today's papers.
Oh, really, Holmes? You haven't so much as touched them.
I didn't need to.
Something else you learned in Tibet, is it? There's no carriage outside.
Then our caller came on foot or in a cab.
I believe I could have told you that.
A man, young, out of condition, probably under 5'6".
I'm sorry. You mustn't blame me. I'm nearly mad. I am the unhappy John Hector Macfarlane.
Now, Mr. Macfarlane, I'm sure that with your symptoms, the doctor here would prescribe a sedative. Have a cigarette.
No, thank you.
Yes, you mentioned your name as if I should recognize it. But I assure you that beyond the obvious facts that you're a bachelor, a solicitor, a Freemason, and an asthmatic, I know nothing whatever about you.
But how could you... Yes, I am all that, Mr. Holmes. And in addition, I am the most unfortunate man in London. Oh, for heaven's sake, don't abandon me.
Have a seat, Mr. McFarlane. Oh,
thank you. Mr. Holmes, all I want is a chance to tell the truth. Pray God I have time to tell my story before they come to arrest me.
Arrest you? Mr. McFarlane, this is most gratifying, most interesting. Pray, tell us everything.
Good work, Constable.
Sir?
Fancy going there. He's a cool one, all right. But it's not going to do him any good. All the theories in the world aren't going to prove me wrong this time.
Well, Mr. McFarlane, from what you say, there does seem to be more than enough evidence to justify your arrest. How is it that you're still at liberty?
I didn't go home last night.
Ah.
My business with Mr. Oldacre didn't finish until well past midnight, so I stayed at an hotel in Norwood and came straight up to town from there. The police wouldn't have been able to find me.
Mr. McFarlane, forgive me, but how do you actually know about all these clues pointing to you?
Yes, an excellent question. In fact, how do you know about any of this business? The fire, the murder?
But, well, haven't you seen it? It's in this morning's Telegraph.
Oh.
Quick work on their part. Yes, here it is. Mysterious affair at Lower Norwood.
There's nothing there I haven't told you.
What?
It's quite right. Yes. Oh, no, there is one thing. The conduct of the investigation has been left in the experienced hands of Inspector Lestrade of Scotland Yard, who is following up the clues with his accustomed energy and sagacity.
Neither of which will help him much if he doesn't know where you are.
But he does. I'm sure he does. When I saw that report, I was so upset that I couldn't think clearly. I went to my office.
Well, Lestrade certainly had a man waiting for you.
There was a policeman in uniform outside the door. I stopped some yards away and turned round at once, but I know he saw me. I tried to shake him off.
Steady, Mr. McFarlane. If he'd followed you straight here, we'd have known about it by now.
Yes, unless he made sure you were safely inside and reported back to Lestrade, in which case...
Ah, yes.
Mr. Holmes!
Do not despair, Mr. McFarlane.
Here. Drink this. Oh,
thank you. Mr. Holmes, you do believe me. You must believe me. I could go to jail happy if I knew that you were working for me outside. Oh.
Good morning to you, Inspector.
Lestrade, would you care for some coffee?
Mr. John Hector McFarlane?
Yes.
I arrest you for the willful murder of Mr. Jonas Oldacre of Lower Norwood.
Oh.
One moment, Lestrade. A few more minutes can't make any difference. Oh. I'm about to ask Mr. McFarlane a few questions.
Mr. Holmes,
they might
no
help
need...
to clear up this affair.
I don't think there'll be any difficulty in clearing it up.
None the less. With your permission.
Well, it's true you have been of use to the force in the past. We owe you a good turn.
You're very kind.
But I must remain with my prisoner.
Oh, of course.
And I am bound to warn him that anything he may say will appear in evidence against him.
All I ask is that you should recognize the absolute truth.
Have a seat, Lestrade.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, Lestrade, when my client makes his official statement, you'll find the background to this business quite fascinating.
No doubt.
But for now, I have three specific questions. Now, firstly, Mr. McFarlane, where do you live?
In Blackheath, with my parents, Torrington Lodge.
Yes, excellent. And why did you leave your walking stick behind when you left Mr. Oldacre's house?
I couldn't find it. Mr. Oldacre said that it was too late to disturb the housekeeper, and he would keep it safe for me until we next met.
Ah, now the will. I presume that the final copy is with Mr. Oldacre's other papers.
That's correct. Yeah. They were scattered all across the study where your client had ransacked the dead man's safe.
No, I swear.
But what became of the rough draft of the will? Mr. Oldacre's original.
I still have it. Here.
Ah, good. Splendid. May I?
Of course.
Yes. Fascinating, fascinating. Here, Doctor. There are some points about that document. Are there not?
Well, I can read the first few lines and these in the middle of the second page and one or two at the end. They're as clear as print. But the writing in between is very bad and there are some places where I can't read it at all. Inspector?
Doctor?
Yes, what do you make of it, Lestrade?
Well, what do you make of it?
That it was written in a train. The good writing represents stations, the bad writing movement, and the very bad writing...
passing over the points.
Exactly.
This is curious, isn't it, that a man should draw up so important a document in so haphazard a fashion? Well, don't you find that suggestive, Lestrade?
What I find, Mr. Holmes, is that I've indulged you for quite long enough. Come on, Macfarlane. Oh. As far as I'm concerned, this whole business is perfectly obvious.
And it strikes me as being just a trifle too obvious. You don't add imagination to your other great qualities.
Anything more you wish to say, Mr. Holmes?
Not until I've been to Blackheath.
You mean Norwood?
Oh, yes. No doubt that is what I meant.
I'm glad he's dead. May God forgive me, but I'm glad.
Mr. Holmes, Doctor, my wife is terribly upset by this business. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Not know? I'll show you what I know. Oh. I gave this to Jonas Oldacre. It was an engagement present.
You were to be married, Mrs. Macfarlane?
Thank heaven I had the sense to turn away from him. I married a better man.
And a poorer.
Robert.
What caused you to change your mind?
His cruelty. Brutal cruelty. He delighted in inflicting pain. Oh, he hid it at first. But when I found out...
And what was his reaction?
At the time, very little. But on the day of my wedding to Robert, he returned my present. Well, see for yourself, Doctor.
Man must have been deranged.
Yes, may I? Yes, here. Done with a pocket knife. Short-bladed and extremely sharp. And the staining is from concentrated acid.
It's my belief that I was very lucky.
Lucky, madam?
He vented his rage on my photograph, Doctor. It could just as easily have been on my face.
Yeah, Mr. Macfarlane, does your son know anything of this?
We just wanted to forget the whole business. We've never told him about it.
But?
It was an accident. Years ago. He heard my wife mention Oldacre's name.
But we explained him away. John had no reason to hate him. You must believe that.
I'm afraid it strengthens Lestrade's case.
Yes, if young Macfarlane had discovered the truth in some way. But it would mean his story to us was a complete fabrication.
Mm.
Well, if he's a liar, he's the best I've ever encountered.
And anyway, why come to you in the first place?
To add authenticity.
Mm. I suppose it's not impossible. Of course, Macfarlane Sr. knew the whole story.
Go on.
You must have remarked how protective he was of his wife.
Yes, I don't think it's likely. Quite apart from anything else, why now? Why not retaliate at the time?
Well, who then? Surely not the housekeeper. What conceivable motive could she have?
I can see none.
Well, then, what's your theory?
Well, let's wait until we visited the scene, assuming that Lestrade and his followers have left us anything to examine.
Well?
Not a thing. If only I'd been here directly after the fire.
That smell will be in the air for days.
Yes, it's certainly distinctive, if somewhat unpleasant.
Somewhat? Takes me right back to Afghanistan. Have you much more to do out here?
Nothing. Let's go inside.
This is the study, gentlemen. Since the others left, I've not set foot in here, nor let the housekeeper come in and tidy up.
Oh, well done, Robbins. There's hope for the official force yet.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. There, look, you can see the bloodstains, where his head must have hit the wall.
Yeah. Not much more than smears.
No, Doctor, but definitely blood. And fresh, too, same as on the murder weapon.
Yes, if you'll just excuse me. I suppose there's no doubt that the stick does belong to Macfarlane.
Oh, none, sir. He identified it straight away, no hesitation at all.
Your thoughtfulness has paid off, Constable.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, footmarks still visible on the carpet. Two men, no more.
Well, yes, sir, of course. Mr. Oldacre and Macfarlane.
Did you think there might be a third person?
Well, it was a possibility.
Yes, and what are these?
That's just about all that we found in the ashes, sir.
Yes, metal buttons, trouser buttons, marked... Hyams.
The late gentleman's tailor.
Yes. Were there any organic remains?
Not many, Doctor. A few of the smaller bones, that was about it.
I wonder why they were destroyed with the rest.
Oh, hand or foot missed when the creosote was poured over the body. These documents, have any been removed?
No, sir. The inspector was most particular.
Good for Lestrade.
And they were found exactly like this, scattered across the desk?
Yes, sir. Thrown there when McFarland rifled the safe.
Ah, yes, the safe. The Majestic Royale. Are you familiar with this model, Constable?
I'm afraid not, sir.
The Majestic Royale. Case-hardened steel, multiple locking pins, resettable combination, and patented secret compartment.
That's damned clever. Oh, begging your pardon, gentlemen.
Oh, you're quite right, Constable. And in this instance, damned interesting, too.
Oh, I must take charge of those papers, sir. They might be important evidence.
Constable, surely it can't hurt if Mr. Holmes just has a brief look.
Well, sir, I...
Yeah, thank you.
Anything important?
Yes, possibly. There you are, Robbins. I'd like to speak to the housekeeper now.
Yes, sir. I let that man in at 9:30. I wish my hand had withered before I'd done it.
How did your late employer greet him?
Very cordially, sir. They had supper together and then went into the study. That was the last time I saw poor Mr. Oldacre alive.
Did you hear any sounds of disagreement from the study? Raised voices, blows?
I wouldn't, sir. My room is at the front of the house.
Yes, what time did you go to bed?
10:30.
It was warm last night. Your window was open?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear any sounds from outside? Someone coming onto the property from the road, perhaps?
Sir, no one came here last night. I can swear to it. No one but Mr. McFarlane.
It's all going wrong. Cold. As wrong as it can go.
Oh, it's not damaged, thank goodness.
No.
I've written up my notes.
Let's go over it between us.
All my instincts are one way and all the facts are another. And British juries haven't yet developed enough intelligence to prefer my theories over Lestrade's facts.
This business about a third person. Someone coming to the house from the street.
Well, there are tramps in that district.
Tramps?
Yes. One passes the study window on his way to the back door, say. What does he see? Two men working on documents that are evidently valuable. Exit the solicitor, enter the tramp. He seizes the stick, kills Oldacre, and departs after burning the body.
Why should he burn the body?
For that matter, why should McFarlane?
It's not a very strong case.
It's not a case at all. There was no third man. I know it's all wrong. I feel it in my bones.
Holmes, the court will need evidence. Proof.
There is something that hasn't come out, and that housekeeper knows it.
Shall I go through what you said?
Yes, there is one curious point.
Oh, yes?
Yes, those hidden papers, the genuine accounts.
You mean the papers McFarlane saw were fakes?
Some of them were, certainly. The late gentleman's business wasn't doing as well as our client had been led to believe. The state of his bank balance was surprisingly low, principally due to a series of large checks paid to a Mr. Cornelius.
Blackmail?
Yes, very large checks, and there were also a good many unpaid bills.
How did you know there were documents hidden in the safe?
I didn't until I looked.
But you asked young Robbins if any papers had been taken away. You knew some were missing.
That was a different matter entirely. There were references to some valuable deeds. They weren't there. There's no good talking about it anymore, Watson, not tonight.
Just as you like. Perhaps there'll be some new development tomorrow.
Yes, perhaps. I'm going to bed.
Good night.
I'm afraid that this case will end with Lestrade hanging our client. A triumph for Scotland Yard. Good morning, guys.
Holmes, didn't you get any sleep at all?
Your new development from Norwood.
Important fresh evidence to hand. McFarlane's guilt definitely established.
Advise you to abandon case.
Sounds serious.
Yes, Lestrade's little cock-a-doodle of victory.
Look, let's have some breakfast.
No food for me.
Holmes, you must eat.
I can't spare any energy for digestion.
Very well, I'll have a quick bite and then we'll go down to Norwood together and see what we can do. How's that?
Well, Mr. Holmes, have you proved me wrong yet?
I have formed no conclusion whatever, Lestrade.
But I formed mine yesterday, and now it proves to be correct. You don't like being beaten any more than the rest of us do. Well, a man can't expect always to have it his own way. Can he, Dr. Watson?
Step this way, if you please, gentlemen. This is where MacFarlane's hat and stick were placed when he arrived, and also where he must have come to get his hat after the murder. Now look, there.
A blood stain.
More than just a blood stain, Doctor. I take it you have your magnifying glass with you, Mr. Holmes?
Mm.
Take a look at that.
Very well.
You are aware that no two thumb marks are alike.
I have heard something of the kind.
Doctor, would you?
If I must.
Now, would you please compare that mark with this print of MacFarlane's right thumb? And that, I think, is final.
Yes, you're quite right, Lestrade. It is final.
Well, who would have thought it? Such a nice young man to look at. Well, it's a lesson to us not to trust our own judgment, isn't it, Lestrade?
Yes, some of us are a little too much inclined to be cocksure, Mr. Holmes.
What a providential thing that he should press his right thumb against the wall as he took his hat from the peg. Such a very natural action, too. Who made this remarkable discovery?
It was the housekeeper. She drew the night constable's attention to it.
So where was this constable stationed?
In the study. To see that nothing was touched.
But why didn't you find this mark yesterday?
We had no particular reason to look just there.
No, of course not. I suppose there's no doubt that the mark was there yesterday. Holmes?
Well, perhaps you believe that MacFarlane escaped from jail in the dead of night and came back here purely to strengthen the evidence against himself. But I'm a practical man, Mr. Holmes. If you've any more theories to propound, you'll find me in the sitting room, writing up my report.
Oh, this is a very sad development, Watson. Don't you agree?
Holmes, for pity's sake.
Sorry. My dear fellow, forgive me. The fact is that there's only one really serious flaw in Lestrade's vital new evidence.
Yeah.
Come along. Let's take a little stroll in the sunshine.
What an invigorating day. Now, what a most interesting house, don't you agree? Yes, a fascinating sample of our noble architectural heritage.
Holmes, I wish you'd tell me what all this is about.
Soon, my dear fellow, soon. Come along.
Holmes, you've examined this wretched house from the basement to the attic.
An astute piece of observation, Doctor.
Now, look. I know perfectly well that something's happened, and that you've seen something or thought of something that I've missed, and I don't mind. In fact, I'm delighted, because I thought it was all up with our client, but would you please tell me what is going on?
There are unique features about this case, Watson. I believe it's time that we took friend Lestrade into our confidence.
What do you mean, our confidence?
Ah, Lestrade, my dear fellow.
Mr. Holmes?
You're writing your report.
As I said.
Well, don't you think it may be a little premature? I can't help thinking your evidence is incomplete.
What do you mean?
Well, only that there's one important witness you haven't seen yet.
Can you produce this witness?
I think I can.
Then do so.
I'll do my best. Yes. How many men do you have here?
There are three within call.
Three, excellent. And are they all large, able-bodied men with powerful voices?
I've no doubt they are. Though I fail to see what their voices have to do with anything.
Well, perhaps I can help you to see that, and one or two other things as well.
Do you want me to call them?
If you'd be so kind. Oh, I also need two bundles of straw and a bucket of water. Now, gentlemen, your tasks. Constable Davis, the straw over there, if you please. Safely away from the wall.
Yes, sir.
Watson, stand ready for the matches. Constable Robbins, be so good as to open that window slightly less than halfway.
Yes, sir.
Hold it, Robbins.
Inspector?
I don't know if you're playing a game with us, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, but if you know anything, why can't you just say it without all this tomfoolery?
I assure you, Lestrade, that I have an excellent reason for everything I do. You had your moment when the sun was on your side of the hedge, so you mustn't grudge me a little pomp and ceremony now.
Get on with it, Robbins.
Sir.
Admirably done. Now, Watson, I'll give you my word. The final act is about to begin.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? A light to the straw.
Very well.
And now, might I ask you all to join me?
Fire!
Well, come along, gentlemen.
Fire!
Fire. Fire. Thank you. I'll probably once again. One,
1, 2, 3, fart! Just one fart. More, out and louder, all together. 1, 2, 3,
fart!
What the devil?
Good Lord!
Cadaver! Lestrade, allow me to present you with your missing witness, Mr. Jonas Oldacre.
Jonas Oldacre? What's this, then? What have you been doing?
I've done no harm.
No harm? You've done your best to get an innocent man hanged. If it wasn't for this gentleman here, I'm not sure that you wouldn't have succeeded. Davis! White! Take him downstairs!
No, sir. Let go of me!
I've done nothing!
Let's see where this rat is going to be. Yes. Oh, very cozy. Yeah, you see the advantage of being a builder. He'd fix it up for himself without any confederate. Well, save, of course, that precious housekeeper of his. I'd lose no time in adding her to your bag, Lestrade.
Robbins!
Inspector!
Look at this place. He's got running water. Everything. Everything but an emergency exit. I thought he wouldn't have the nerve to lie quiet in the face of a fire.
How in the world did you know?
Now. Yes, now from the outside, the house is symmetrical, but the landing on this floor is a good 10 feet shorter than the others. He cut off the end for the false wall. It's beautifully done, virtually soundproof, and quite undetectable.
But how did you know that he was still alive?
Ah, yes. The thing that pulled it all together was the thumbprint. Now, you said it was final, Lestrade, and so it was, but in quite a different sense. I examined that wall myself. Yesterday. It wasn't there then.
But that's not possible. Young MacFarlane's under lock and key.
But his thumb is in this house.
Oh, Mr. Holmes.
No, at least several wax impressions of it. Look.
The missing deeds. What deeds? I don't know anything about this.
You see? Oldacre had MacFarlane seal these by pressing the hot wax with his thumb. Then he took a cast from one of the seals, smeared it with his own blood, and put it up on the wall. Huh. The simplest thing in the world.
It was a joke. A practical joke. I wouldn't have allowed any harm to come to young Mr. MacFarlane.
That's for the jury to decide. I've got you on a charge of conspiracy, if not attempted murder.
And you'll probably find that your creditors will impound Mr. Cornelius's bank account.
You interfering busybody. I thought you were dead.
Ah, one of your loyal readers, Watson.
Mr. Holmes, please. Who exactly is this Mr. Cornelius? And how much more is there about this case that I don't know?
Oh, 1,000 apologies. Your ignorance shall be dispelled forthwith, Watson.
Well, we know that Mr. Oldacre's business wasn't the thriving concern it was reckoned to be. He had creditors pressing him from all sides.
That's a lie.
Quiet, you.
I think that he was planning to get away in secret with what capital he had left. He's been paying over large sums to this Mr. Cornelius, his accomplice.
Cunning devil.
Excellent, Doctor. But I suspect that it's even cleverer than that, isn't it, Oldacre? Why use an accomplice when a bank account under a false name will work just as well? Oh, don't go searching for Mr. Cornelius, Lestrade. I think you've already got him.
So, we can add fraud to the other charges.
I fancy the original plan may have been simply to die and disappear. Am I right, Oldacre?
I'm saying nothing.
Yes, yes, it makes sense, and only when all the preparations had been made did the rest of it occur to him. Or was it Mrs. Lexington's idea? It's got a woman to do your thinking for you, did you?
You can leave her out of this.
Oh, I don't think so.
She's done nothing but follow my orders.
Ah, so the whole scheme was yours.
It was a damn good plan, till you and your friend nosed your way into my affairs.
What are you going to do? Change your name and start up a new life somewhere else?
And see off the jackals that wouldn't leave me alone. No, it was a fine business, mine. Straight dealing, good work at a good price.
Then what the devil went wrong?
Laziness and greed, a fatal combination. He discovered that there are less arduous ways of making money than by the sweat of his brow. You were tempted into speculation, weren't you, Oldacre?
And you lost everything.
I'm not in the habit of failing. I was successful.
Successful?
It was easy. Stocks and shares and bonds and deeds, it's just like everything else. The whole business is run by fools. No more brains in their heads than in their boots. Easy picking.
But it didn't last.
My luck changed.
So, when you made money, you called it skill. When you lost it, it was ill fortune.
Call it what you like.
Why didn't you cut your losses when things started to go against you?
Do what any craven fool would have done. That's not my way. I knew that things would change again.
Ah, but they didn't. Soon you were pouring good money after bad. And then there was only one way out. Huh? You built that secret room...
which these fools of policemen look straight past.
That's enough of that.
Stashed away the only valuable papers you had left and set up the fire. And then it occurred to you what a splendid opportunity it was for revenge.
What sort of revenge? Why did he have to frame an innocent man? What had young MacFarlane done to you, old Acre?
I'm saying no more.
This is a very deep, malicious, vindictive person. You evidently don't know that he was once refused by MacFarlane's mother.
So that's it.
It must have rankled in his brain all these years. He's longed for vengeance, but never seen his chance. Not until now.
Oh, it could have been a masterpiece of villainy. Huh? The will and the motive that gave MacFarlane, the hiding of the stick, the remains in the timber store. It was a net with no escape. And then you threw it all away. You wanted to improve on perfection, and you ruined it all.
What the devil are you on about?
The thumbprint. The impossible thumbprint. You're no master criminal, Oldacre. You don't have the supreme gift of the true artist. You don't know when to stop. Damn your soul.
Get him outside.
Yes, sir.
Come on. You heard the inspector.
All right. I'm coming. There's no need for that. I've a good deal to thank you for, Holmes. Perhaps I'll pay my debt someday.
Oh, I fancy your time will be fully occupied for some few years. Oh, by the way, what was it you put into the fire besides your old trousers? A dog? Or rabbits? Or what?
You're so clever. Find out for yourself.
Well, if you ever write it up, Watson, you can make a couple of rabbits serve your turn.
Not very dramatic.
So, Lestrade. My client?
He'll be released the moment I get back to London.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it. Young MacFarlane was guilty of nothing more than being somewhat over-trusting, which hardly justifies a stay behind bars, however short. Yes, perhaps I should advise him to sue for wrongful arrest. What do you think, Watson?
Yes, perhaps you should. On the other hand, didn't he tell us his law firm is one of the most respected in the country? I believe you'll want as little publicity about this as possible.
Yes, you're quite right. Better for all concerned if it's simply forgotten. Illustrate?
Much better. Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah. Well, then we'll be on our way. Watson?
Mr. Holmes?
Lestrade?
You've saved an innocent man's life and you've prevented a very grave scandal. It would have ruined my reputation in the force.
Ah, my good sir. You'll find that your reputation has been enormously enhanced. A most notable arrest, and all thanks to your sterling efforts.
What do you mean, that? You don't want your name to appear?
Not at all. The work is its own reward.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I shall get the credit one day. Eh, Watson?
Oh, yes, indeed.
But until then, the glory is all yours. Just make a few alterations in that report you're writing, and the world will see how hard it is to throw dust in the eyes of Inspector Giles Lestrade.
In The Norwood Builder, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Peter Salas as Jonas Oldacre and Donald G. as Inspector Lestrade. John MacFarlane was played by David Holt, Elaine MacFarlane by Melinda Walker, Mr. MacFarlane by Jonathan Adams, Mrs. Lexington by Carol Walker, Mr. Graham by Lewis Jones, Vicky by Melanie Hudson, Constable Robbins by Jonathan Taffler, Constable Davis by Matthew Morgan, the first fireman by Keith Drinkle, and the second fireman by David Thorpe. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Norwood Builder was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.